Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The market certainly gave us a mixed bag today, a real churn session. What's your take on the overall pulse?
You're right, it was a day of digestion, mostly due to some pretty disappointing economic data. And then, those comments about President Xi being very tough to make a deal with certainly didn't help sentiment around U.S.-China trade.
So a lot of chop. Not much conviction either way.
Exactly. Light trading volume, buyers and sellers both seemed hesitant. However, the big cap-weighted indices managed to hold their ground, thanks to some familiar heavyweights. Meta was up over 3%, Amazon and Nvidia also lent support.
But not all sunshine in tech, right? I saw CrowdStrike took a hit after its earnings, and Apple wasn't looking too hot either after a downgrade.
That's the dichotomy we're seeing. CrowdStrike's revenue guidance disappointed, and yes, Apple got a downgrade to hold. But once again, semiconductors were the standout stars. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index climbed a solid 1.4%. They were a real outlier.
So what was this weak economic data that spooked the market?
Well, the ADP employment change for May was a big miss. Only 37,000 private sector jobs added versus expectations of around 115,000. And small businesses actually shed 13,000 jobs, which is concerning.
Oof, that's a significant miss. Anything else?
Yes, then we got the ISM services PMI for May, and it slipped into contraction territory at 49.9%. That's only the fourth time in the last 5 years we've seen it below 50. It definitely fanned some growth concerns.
Contraction in services and weak jobs. How did treasuries react?
Predictably, yields fell. The two-year note yield settled around 3.88%, down 8 basis points, and the 10-year yield dropped to 4.36%, down 10 basis points. The dollar also traded lower.
Usually, lower rates might give stocks a boost, but not this time?
Not really. The market seemed more focused on consolidating. Remember, the S&P 500 was up significantly from its April low, trading at a pretty rich valuation, about 21.6 times forward earnings, a 17% premium to its 10-year average. So a breather isn't entirely surprising.
Makes sense. Sector-wise, who were the winners and losers today?
Communication services led the pack, up 1.4%. Materials and real estate saw modest gains. On the flip side, energy and utilities were the biggest laggards, both down well over 1%.
And how are the main indices looking year-to-date after today's session?
The S&P 500 is still clinging to a 1.5% gain for the year. The NASDAQ is up 0.8%. But the Dow is slightly negative, down 0.3%, and small caps are struggling more, with the S&P 400 down 3.1% and the Russell 2000 down nearly 6%.
Let's zoom in on the technicals for the SPY and QQQ. What are you seeing there?
For the SPY, there's been slight downward pressure on the intraday charts. We've seen higher volume on price declines, suggesting some selling interest. Short-term support looks to be around the 595.00 level, with resistance near 597.70.
And the QQQ, similar story?
Very similar. Consolidation after some recent selling. Volume spikes on down moves indicate sellers are more active. Support is around 528.50, and resistance is near 530.00. Interestingly, VXX, the volatility index, showed a spike, signaling increased caution.
That VXX spike aligns with a risk-off feel. Are you seeing that in sector rotation too?
Absolutely. Defensive sectors like utilities XLU and consumer staples XLP have shown relative strength. Conversely, cyclical sectors like financials, XLF, and consumer discretionary, XLY, have been weaker. Classic signs of a potential shift toward safety.
You mentioned the ISM services report signaled a worrying mix of contraction and rising prices. Are we talking stagflation fears?
That's the concern. When you see growth in the largest economic sector contract while prices continue to increase, stagflation is the word that comes to mind. It's a challenging backdrop, especially with all the tariff uncertainty still lingering.
Speaking of catalysts, the market outlook for today was cautiously bullish, anticipating some of this data like ADP and ISM services. Now that we have it, how does it change the picture heading into tomorrow?
Well, the data was clearly weaker than many hoped. The cautiously bullish stance from earlier in the week was predicated on perhaps better numbers. Now the focus shifts to how the market digests this and upcoming data like initial jobless claims and the trade balance. We also have retail earnings from names like Dollar Tree and Five Below that that will be watched closely.
Let's talk earnings. Guidewire Software, GWRE, seemed to be a bright spot today, up significantly. What was the story there?
GWRE was a fantastic report. A strong beat and raise for their third quarter. Revenue growth actually re-accelerated to 22% year over year, and their annual recurring revenue, or ARR, hit $960 million, well above their guidance.
What's driving that strength?
It's all about their successful pivot to a cloud-based model. The property and casualty insurance industry is modernizing its old back-office systems, and that's a $20 billion opportunity. GWRE is a leader there, signing 17 cloud deals in the quarter. Subscription revenue is now 62% of their total, and they're on a clear path to exceed $1 billion in arranged buy in the fourth quarter. Profitability is also improving nicely.
Impressive. But then there's CrowdStrike, CRWD. It beat on EPS and revenue was in line. They even guided Q2 EPS above consensus and raised the full-year EPS. Yet the stock sold off.
That's a classic case of sell the news, combined with a few other factors. While the headline numbers were good, their Q2 revenue guidance was a bit below consensus. Plus, there was a disclosure in their 10Q filing that circulated, and the stock also got hit with several downgrades from analysts today. So a confluence of factors leading to that pullback, despite the share repurchase program they announced.
Interesting how the market can react. Any other notable earnings or news items that caught your eye?
Lumentum raised its Q4 guidance, which is positive. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise also had a solid report. On the news front, Amazon announced a $10 billion investment in North Carolina for cloud infrastructure. And there were more headlines around steel and aluminum tariffs, with the White House confirming adjustments and a reported hike to 50%, though the UK is exempt for now.
We also saw some key upgrades and downgrades today. Dollar General got an upgrade, Snowflake too. But Apple, as we mentioned, and Constellation Energy were downgraded.
Yes, Yext and Yum Brands also got upgraded. The multiple downgrades on CrowdStrike were definitely a focus.
Okay, let's shift to some actionable ideas. The watch list for today included Team as a continuation play. How's that looking?
Team is still one to watch for continuation, but looking at today's action and setups for tomorrow, CrowdStrike, despite its pullback, is actually showing up as a potential continuation breakout.
That's surprising, given the news and the drop. What's the rationale there?
It is. But sometimes sharp pullbacks can set up new opportunities if key levels hold. CRWD showed significant intraday volatility, but also strong directional movement at times. For a swing trade, if it can find support around $459 or $455, the resistance levels to watch are $465, then $470. An entry near $459 with a stop around $455 could be considered, targeting that $465 to $470 zone.
All right. A contrarian continuation idea. What else is on the continuation list?
Carvana, CVNA, is another one. It's benefiting from increased trading volumes and positive price movement. Support is around $343. If it holds, a rebound towards $350 is possible. Resistance levels are $346 and then $350.
And you have Wingstop, Wingy on there too?
Yes. Wing has been building a nice base with persistent buying on dips. Look for a potential breakout near $368 on sustained volume. Support is around $365, with a tight stop near $363 possible for an entry there.
Now for anticipation setups. Stocks that might be coiling for a move. CVNA was on the watch list for anticipation earlier in the week, and it's now on your continuation list.
That's right. Sometimes these setups evolve. For fresh anticipation plays, HubSpot, Hubs, looks interesting. It's been on a strong upward trajectory with significant volume. Support is around $599. If it holds, it could retest resistance at $602 and potentially push to $603.50.
And Eli Lilly, LLY?
LLY has been consolidating, but is showing signs of retesting resistance. Support is around $766. If it can clear resistance near $768.50, it could challenge $770 and even $771.50 if bullish momentum picks up. An entry near $766 with a stop under $764 could be a play.
So wrapping this all up, what are the key takeaways for traders heading into tomorrow's session, especially after today's weak data?
The overall market sentiment remains cautious, We're seeing defensive sectors show relative strength, which underscores a bit of risk aversion. Traders should remain vigilant about volatility changes. That VXX spike is a warning sign, and keep a close eye on sector rotation for clues about the broader market trajectory.
Any specific advice from the earlier cautiously bullish outlook that still holds true or needs adjusting?
The advice to focus on sectors and stocks showing momentum, particularly in technology and small caps, if they can find a bid, still applies. Using support and resistance levels to time entries is crucial. Always confirm breakouts with relative volume spikes. Given the mixed economic data and somewhat muted volatility despite the VXX pop, keeping stops tight near key supports and avoiding chasing extended moves without confirmation is paramount.
Excellent insights. It sounds like a trader's market where selectivity and discipline are key. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure. It's definitely a market that will keep us on our toes.
That it will. And that's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow to navigate these markets together. Have a great trading day, everyone. Goodbye for now.